This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In baseball in the American League, Boston beat Tampa Bay 8-6. The Yankees won against Kansas City 5-4 in 13 innings. In the National League, the Mets won against Miami 5-2. The NFL has cleared Pittsburgh's James Harrison and Green Bay's Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers of any wrongdoing stemming from an Al Jazeera America report linking them to performance-enhancing drugs. The move comes after the league interviewed the three last week during its investigation of the report. A last-minute appeal in the NFL concussion case is sending the proposed settlement to the U.S. Supreme Court and delays payouts for at least several months. The family of late Buffalo Bills fullback Cookie Gilchrist wants the high court to revisit the debate over the brain injury known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. The appeal, filed Monday by his son, calls it irrational that a federal judge in Philadelphia excluded future payouts for CTE from the potential $1 billion settlement. The Minnesota Vikings have placed Teddy Bridgewater on injured reserve a day after their starting quarterback suffered a dislocated left knee, torn ACL, and other significant damage during a non-contact drill during practice. The Vikings re-signed quarterback Brad Sorensen for depth the day after he was waived. Sean Hill will be the starter for now. The fifth seed on the men's side of the draw is out on day three of the U.S. Open. Wimbledon runner-up Milos Raonic hit 15 double faults and lost to 120-ranked qualifier Ryan Harrison of the United States 6-7, 7-5, 7-5, 6-1 in the U.S. Open's second round. The fifth-seeded Raonic was treated by a trainer for problems with his left wrist and left thigh during the match and generally looked weary as play went on. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.